from KQED.
State utilities regulators are holding three meetings across California to gather public input on pipeline regulation. Given that the oversight overhaul comes as a direct result of the PG&E pipeline explosion last September, the first meeting was held in San Bruno. Tara Seiler was there and filed this report.
Some 300 people sat patiently as residents offered their 2 cents on what should be done to improve the safety of pipelines. Bill McGoolahan's home suffered severe fire damage. He said the fines against PG&E need to be substantial.
The cost to PG&E needs to fit the results of their negligence. And in this case, the cost of having woefully inadequate records was 8 lives and 55 houses.
Residents talked about the human toll of the blast, but they also offered opinions on the technical standards that should guide the California Public Utilities Commission as it crafts new pipeline regulations. There were calls for testing or pressure reductions on older pipelines. Some said they would welcome more education and training on how to respond in case another pipeline ruptures. Perry Peterson said PG&E should do what he called proper inspection reports, detailing how a pipeline is installed.
How the welding is done, what testing is done, whether it passed or failed, and how many times it took before it passed. Modern construction management does this kind of detailed inspection on a daily basis.
Next month, the CPUC will hold public hearings in Los Angeles and Santa Rosa. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.